USA News. I'm Lance Pry. After filing paperwork yesterday with the Federal Election Commission, GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis went onto Twitter with Elon Musk to make the announcement when the platform broke. Late last night, DeSantis appeared on Fox News.
No more excuses. We've got to get this one done. And anybody that's so inclined to help us, I would love to have your support at rondesantis.com. If you make a donation, maybe we can break that part of the internet as well.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he is sending his negotiators to the White House, and he anticipated a breakthrough on a deal to cut spending and raise the debt limit. McCarthy did acknowledge his negotiations were still far apart when it comes to cutting spending. Democrat lawmakers are putting the blame on McCarthy and the Republicans for the talks not bearing any results so far. Tina Turner's death yesterday has the world mourning the energetic entertainer. Turner got candid about her health 2 months before her death. In a March 9th post shared on Instagram, Turner said she regretted not taking care of her kidneys sooner, telling her followers that she put herself in great danger by not receiving medical care for her high blood pressure. Quote, "If I would have known how high blood pressure and kidney disease are connected, I would have spared myself a lot of suffering," end quote. Many residents of Guam remained without power and utilities this morning after Typhoon Mawar tore through the remote U.S. Pacific Territory. Guam is a 212-square-mile Pacific island located about 3,800 miles west of Hawaii. Weather satellites tracked a Category 4 storm as it produced winds up to 140 miles per hour while moving northwest past Guam. NOAA reported it was the most powerful storm to hit the island in 60 years. A state of emergency by President Biden has been announced. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sportsbook and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner! Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The President and First Lady remember the victims of the Uvalde school shooting.
President Biden marked the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, saying the time for Congress to act is now.
We can't end this epidemic until Congress passes some common-sense gun safety laws and keep weapons of war off our streets and out of the hands of dangerous people.
Speaking from the White House, Biden said too many schools have become killing fields across America. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed in Uvalde. I'm John Schaefer.
Fleet Week kicked off yesterday in New York City.
Around 2,400 Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard members were in town Wednesday for the start of the annual event. The USS Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is hosting a series of events for Fleet Week, which also include tours of several ships, Navy dive tank demonstrations, and concerts. Assault ship the USS Wasp and missile destroyer the USS Cole are among many other vessels docked in New York for the next several days. I'm Skip Kelly.
An Arkansas man who was seen during the January 6th U.S. Capitol protest with his feet propped up on a desk in then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office was sentenced yesterday to 4.5 years in prison. In January 2023, Richard Barnett was found guilty on all 8 counts of his indictment, including felony charges of civil disorder and obstructing an official proceeding. Federal prosecutors asked the judge to sentence Barnett to about 7 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release for his actions. USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.